Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? Yeah, here we are, Anzacs Observe on April 25th, National Day of Remembrance for Australians and New Zealanders, commemorating the sacrifice and contribution of those who have served in all wars, conflicts and peacekeeping operations. It particularly marks the anniversary of the first major military action of Australian New Zealand soldiers in World War One, the landing at Gallipoli in 1915. And we're yarning with different soldiers and different who are operating in the Defence Force. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Private Georgia Jackson, 1 year, and got her online. Georgia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where are you from?
Hi, I'm Private Jackson, and my mum's from up TI, and my dad's from Old Mapoon.
Old Mapoon, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And look, thank you. Hats off to you in regarding serving with the Australian Defence Force and protecting all Australians. Tell us about your journey. How long have you been enrolled now with the Defence Force?
Yeah, I've been enrolled for just over a year now. I'm still new to the Army.
And how are you enjoying the 12 months?
Yeah, I love it over here.
Good, 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 good. And tell us the role that you play as a private in the Army. What work, what jobs are you doing?
My role is RAMEE, meaning Royal Australian Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. We have the mechanics, the fitters, the electrics, and also the recovering side of it as well. That's where my job role falls in.
Okay.
We just go out, recover broken or bogged vehicles safely and bring them back to the base. And that's when the mechanics can do their part.
Too deadly. Fantastic. And was the vision always to be in the Australian Defence Force? Tell us how it came about for you to join the Australian Defence Force.
I would never thought I'd be in the Army, but I just got out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
My mum was like, why don't you just join the Army for the experience, to learn new things, to have a stable job? So I was like, why not?
Why not?
Out of school, went straight into the Army, and I love it here. It's so fun.
Congratulations. Fantastic. So you got brothers and sisters, older or younger?
I got older and younger as well.
Yes, yes. And what's their thought about you joining the forces?
They didn't think I would actually join. I tell them all the time, like, come, like, to the Army, like, you'll love it.
Yes. So you're promoting it, marketing it, marketing manager, telling everybody about joining.
Yeah, trying to get them all in.
Fantastic, sister. And look, tell us about, paint the picture in regarding the job that you do. When you join the Army, we as civilians, we think that it's a seven-day thing. You don't have weekends, or do you have days off? Or paint the picture. Tell us your week you would travel.
My week is just normal Monday to Friday, working hours, and then you get Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah.
But sometimes we do field where we have, like, no weekends at all.
Sure. Okay. And you're based, where are you based?
I'm here at the 51st Battalion.
Is that here in Cairns? Yep.
Yeah, here in Cairns.
And so accommodation, you live on site?
No, I live with my mum and dad.
Okay, right. And then you go to work and dress up in your greens and then go home after work, yep?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. How the other soldiers receiving you? Are you happy with the communication and the support you're getting from other soldiers, especially non-Indigenous soldiers?
Oh, everyone in the Army is so good. Like, I work with the VMs here in Cairns.
Yes.
Because I have to do my course in May.
Yes.
And, like, all the mechanics here, they're so nice. they teach. I've learned so much in a few months being here with the mechanics.
Yes.
Like, I help them out, be their TA. They explain, like, different parts, how it works, and, like, I help them fix it as well.
Yep, fantastic. And you would have to do some armoury work, would you not? Armour work and regarding guns and what have you? Paint that picture, please.
Yeah. So you'll get your EF-88 qual, and then I've got my Minimi qual, which is like the machine gun.
Yeah.
But I don't really handle much of the weapons. That's more of the infantry, but I still get that qual.
Sure.
Being a basic soldier.
Yep, fantastic. And what's your vision? How long are you looking at being in the Army for? Is it like a five-year stint, then a renewal, or can you sign up for 10 years? Or what's the go there, sister?
So for me, mine is a four-year ROZO. So after my 4 years up,
yep,
I can either put in another ROZO for another how many years?
Yes.
Or if not, I can do part-time or just fully leave the Army.
Okay. And what's your vision at the moment, or is it too early to say?
It's too early to say, but my vision, I would stay in a bit longer.
A bit longer, all right. Good to hear, good to hear. Fantastic. So you would recommend that to all our First Nation young ones out there, boys and girls, to look at Army as a career pathway, yes?
Yes, I would recommend it because you learn so much, you do so much cool stuff that you wouldn't think you would do.
Yes.
You learn something new every day. Just go for it.
And which way the bucks? The money's good?
Oh, definitely. I'm living
shout.
Life over here with the bus.
Your shout.
Yeah, my shout, come on.
Too deadly. Look, beautiful yarn with you, Georgia. I'm loving your enthusiasm and congratulations. 1 year, regular Army. And look, congratulations. And we are talking about Anzac Day, lest we forget. And all our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, who served in the Australian Defence Force and did their bit in protecting Australia. So fantastic. Hats off to you. Big shout out to your family, especially your mum who pushed you this way. Enjoy that journey, my sister. And we'll yarn soon, eh?
I will, my brother. Thank you.
All the best. Yawo.
Yawo.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn, Private Georgia Jackson, her name is. 1 year, regular Army, and loving it and enjoy it. And her mother said, look, just give it a shot, give it a go. And there she is, 12 months later, kicking goals, loving it. She goes for 4 years and renewal 4 years down the track if she decides to continue on. And at this stage, she's loving it. And she said, well, I probably will continue on. So there it is. Congratulations, ADF. You've snapped up a deadly private there who can lead the way for our young ones coming through the Australian Defence Force. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Song here with the Baldy One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, National Talk Black.
I've been droving, I've been drinking, I've been Christian, I've been everything. But there's one more thing I gotta tell you before I go. Here I live in this tin shack. Nothing here worth coming back. The drunken fights, awful sights. People drunk most every night.
On the way to a brand new day. Everybody, everybody say. On the way to a brand new day. Everybody, everybody say.
Adam Dijon, Rich get caught. And you know what? Makes me slack.
Listening to National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, Anzac Day, observe on April 25th. Which is the National Day and Remembrance of Australians and New Zealanders, commemorating the sacrifice and contribution of those who have served in all wars, conflicts and peacekeeping operations. It particularly marks the anniversary of the first major military action by Australian New Zealand soldiers in World War One, the landing at Gallipoli back in 1915. And we're talking to First Nation soldiers across the country. Yarn now is with Corporal Samantha Nicholson, and we have Sister on the line. Good morning, Corporal Samantha. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, Sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander female. My family side from my mum's side is up from the eastern island side, Dunley Island, and the dad's side is from the top western side, which have connection to Vanuatu, and I'm Stemple.
All right, beautiful. Fantastic. Fruit salad there, I got a connection with Dunley Island, so we connected there, my sister, so I can ask for a loan, eh, or for a few of my cuss.
Hey, look out.
Shut up. Thank you for coming to the program. How long have you been with the Australian Defence Force, Corporal Samantha?
Yeah, so I joined back in 2016. This year marks my 9th year serving in the Australian Army.
Fantastic. And what role, what position, what work you do in the Australian Defence Force?
Yeah, so my role, I've joined as an Army logistics with the Ordnance Corps. Basically, we're responsible for a wide range of logistical tasks.
Yes.
You know, supporting Australian Defence Force.
Fantastic. And 9 years, so climbing up the ranks, and here you've got 2 stripes as a corporal, leading from the front, a possibility of 3 stripes. Is that the case?
That's it, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Once I post out next year, might be a promotion.
Good. Fantastic. How are you enjoying the leadership role? When we're talking corporal, then we're talking sergeant. It must be empowering. And how do you feel in the leadership role?
Yeah, no, the leadership role is fantastic, hey? Like, especially when you're working with your mob.
Exactly.
You get the opportunity to actually embrace your leadership qualities to them.
Sure.
You know, you make them a better soldier, so then when they actually step up to that role, they can be able to lead, you know, with example.
And we're talking First Nations soldiers, but it doesn't differ when we're talking about epaulets and stripes and what have you. So you're a corporal, point blank, and that's to any private, black or white, man or woman. They're under
that's
you
correct.
In that sense, isn't it?
That is, yeah, that's correct. You nailed it there, Trevor.
Yeah, so when you become a sergeant, saluting left, right and centre, them to you, if that's the case.
No, not so. Once I actually get a warrant officer an officer rank, like an LT or that, yes, they would.
Okay.
But not as a sergeant.
Well, sister, if I saw you in uniform with a gun, I'll be saluting you, I'm telling you that. So listen, fantastic. I'm loving your attitude. Fantastic. So are you finding a lot of there's more First Nation soldiers coming on board joining the forces?
Definitely these days. Better opportunities for them. For example, I had the opportunity of actually participating in a specialised program made for defence people called AIDP. They also do a similar thing here, which is DIDP for the Navy mob.
Okay, yes. Fantastic. So 9 years, what happens? Come up 10 years. I was speaking to Private Georgia Jackson, and they said 4 years, and then you talk about renewal or continuing on after 4 years. Is that the case with you, 9 years, and then do you then sign up for another 5 years or 4 years? How does that work? Paint that picture, please, Corporal Samantha.
I think Private Jackson was just talking in regards to her ROZO.
So okay, ROZO. What's a ROZO?
Yeah,
what's a ROZO?
Yeah.
What's a rover?
Basically, yep. It's you owing your life to the army for 4 years.
Okay.
They own you. You have to work for them for the initial time frame.
Yep.
And then after that, you have the choice to either stay in or leave.
All right.
If you find it enjoyable, then you can stay in.
So you did your Rosie as a private, and next one up from a private, do you jump straight into corporal position, which is where you're at?
Yeah, you wouldn't jump straight into it. There is courses that you've got to go through in order to get to those positions. So you've got to do your leadership courses.
Mm. And then is it the same thing for sergeant as well?
Pretty much.
Excellent. Fantastic. And you are continuing on. Is that your vision? Yes?
Yes.
Good. Fantastic. And what about posting? You're based here in Cairns, 51st mm-hmm. Battalion. Do you have a say of where you want to go next? Or do they just, no, this is where you're going? How's that work?
So I can have a say to an extent.
Okay.
Which is I will put down my preferences on a soldier career planning tool that we hand into our career advisors, and then they'll dictate if positions come vacant in those units that we've put forward that we want to get posted to.
Sure. And what's your vision for posting, your next posting? Can you share that with us?
My next posting, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I get a position with Defence Force Recruiting, more so along the Indigenous side of recruiting.
Cool. All right. Fantastic. Become a leader for our mob. Join the forces.
That's it.
Too deadly, sister, too deadly. And what about in private life? I mean, you're a soldier, and whether you have a partner or not, or you tend to get married or what have you, does that come in the fray of things, and how does it work, and is there support by the Australian Defence Force in regard to your private life?
I guess you just got to manage that, hey.
Sure.
You know, life itself is not easy. So you've really got to have someone that's very supportive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But like I said, life's not easy. You'll be faced with challenges.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes, every day. And as we go a mile, see a mile, as we travel through our life and what happens, que sera. What about your family, brothers and sisters? Mum and Dad, what do they think of you being in the Army 9 years?
Yeah, they're good. Happy, I guess. I mean, they do knock on and they forget that I'm in Army and they go, no, she's Navy or she's Air Force. I'm like, oh, never mind, just forget it.
Forget it. I'm a corporal. Have respect. Look, good yarning with you, my sister. Thank you very much, Corporal Samantha Nicholson. Congratulations. Big shout out to all First Nation Australian Defence Force, no matter where they sit. It's good to have black faces that protect this big island, Australia. Thank you for your yarn. Enjoy the journey, and a big shout out to all your team there, my sister.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
You take care and happy Anzac, eh?
Yep.
Yawo.
Yawo.
To Delhi. Beautiful yarn there, Corporal Samantha Nicholson, 9 years with the force, and looking at a sneeze away from becoming a sergeant. So there is that vision. Fantastic. Success breeds success, and paving the way for other young brothers and sisters. And like I said, we are acknowledging Anzac Day and observance of April 25th, National Day of Remembrance of Australians and New Zealands, commemorating the sacrifice and contribution of those who have served in all wars, conflicts and peacemaking operations. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, and we are going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We're based here at Bummer Bripper Media here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM, but Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, too deadly.
And we are the Briscoe Sisters, and thank you all for coming. Magic God.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say yarn up strong here on your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Okay, I'm going to catch up and have a yarn now with two deadly recruitment officers with the Navy personnel. And that's the Indigenous Navy program, employment program. And we've got recruitment Darby Lurie and also recruitment Johnson Kagi on the line. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. We also have Division Chief Petty Officer Liam Carruthers. Liam, how are you, man?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Start with you, Darby. Before we start, let the people know who your mob were you from, brother?
I'm a proud New South Wales Koori man from the far north coast of New South Wales, known as the Bundjalung and the Goombangi Nation that sits above from the north far north coast.
Beautiful. Good footprint there, and welcome to the north, my brother. Too deadly, another man country, but good to have you here, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, too deadly. And over to a recruitment officer, Johnson Kagi. Johnson, who your mob were you from, brother?
My mob is Miriam people, and I'm from the Torres Strait, from Mar Island.
Yes.
So, Mar Island's on the eastern side of the Torres Strait, very close to the Great Barrier Reef.
Yes, beautiful. So, seaman, yes, you are. Here you are, joined Navy, and fantastic. Over to Liam Carruthers. Brother, just tell us about the program, how long it lasts for. These two new recruits, how long have they been on board? And tell us what the vision is there, please, brother.
Yeah, no worries, mate. So the Indigenous Development Program is a standalone program run out of Cairns. It's for 22 weeks. Mm-hmm. The program itself is a developmental opportunity for candidates. Throughout the program, what we do is introduce them to early military-style type training. Mm-hmm. We provide them Year 10 equivalent education through a recognised TAFE in Queensland.
Yes.
And we also get them a certificate too in maritime skills. The main takeaway from the program is it provides those qualifications to aid in confidence and allow the members post the program to have the choice of continuing employment within the Defence Force or from the end of that program, if they elect to, they can then go back into the community and use those new skills. The big thing that we want to try and establish here at the program is confidence for the candidates, a growth opportunity, and really work and develop their resilience.
And if they continue on with the Navy as Navy personnel, then that's a bonus. But otherwise, giving them a platform for their future and whatever their future looks like, I would think.
Yeah, 100%, mate. That's exactly what the program intends on doing.
Fantastic. Darby, over to you, my brother. How did this come about? How did you find out about this? And was the vision there from the get-go? Or you thought, I want to try something different? Something different from pole dancing? I don't know, brother. Tell us your story there, bro.
Nah. So I've been like pretty much a tradie ever since coming out of high school.
Sure.
So, just trying to find a new path in my new life and trying to sort out a different career.
Yeah.
And the ADF was one of the ways that I wanted to go down. Unfortunately, I did try for Air Force, but they told me to take another alternative route.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe suggest the Navy, and then that's how that came aboard. So I looked into it a lot more, and then I saw a program called the NIDP,
good,
which is a program here in Cairns. Beautiful country. First time up here in the far north. It's given me a good platform, and it's given me a really good opportunity to be a part of a great program. That's like the NIDP itself. So, yeah, that's how that come aboard, trying to start a new life.
Good.
And also find a different career within the Navy itself.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Fantastic. Johnson, over you, brother, coming from Mare Island there, Murray Island. Brother, wanted to protect the waterways in regard to the Torres Straits. I don't know how it came about for you, my brother, in regarding employment with the Navy.
Well, I've been living down in Cairns for a bit, so
okay.
I just walked straight into the office and asked if I could join straight into the crucible. Then they asked me about this, if I wanted to do NIDP, and that's how I...
So you just walked in. So you were looking, and did you hear of this program, or you just thought, look, I need to get a job, I need a career pathway, and you just thought Navy, or
I just wanted to have a stable job and build a career for myself, so I just walked straight into the ADF Career Center and asked them if I could recruit myself to join the Navy, and they were like, well, there's this NIDP program that's for,
which you didn't know about.
People. No, I didn't know about this.
Okay,
program.
Good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I would say, Liam, I mean, a brother like that, you'd be looking for it, wouldn't you, in the Navy? You come knocking on my door, enthusiasm, keen, so let's sign him up, would be the case, wouldn't it?
100%, mate. Yeah, we're definitely recruiting Navy and Defence Force at the moment. So we're looking to, when if individuals are showing volunteer status into aspirations for employment towards the Royal Australian Navy, we're going to do everything we can to try and make their journey a successful one. And in some cases, that is providing that additional development or opportunities just to sort of allow them to develop and get a bit more of an insight prior to going to that high-end functional training.
Yeah, look, that's fantastic. And, Johnson, hats off to you, brother. Just go knocking on the door. You know, sign me up, become the Navy personnel. I'm allergic to bullets, so I'll be thinking, no way, I'll be doing that sort of stuff, you know. I respect my body, but look, hats off to you both, Darby and Johnson. And look, we need more black successes in this country, not only on the football field is what I always say. And here we have two brothers signed up recruitment to 22 weeks. So how long are we into the program at the moment, boys?
We're about 12 weeks into the program right now.
So yeah, good.
We're just going on Easter leave, so it's kind of a good way to refresh and then come back for the rest of the remainder of the program. So
set up 12 weeks and then you go on holidays. 12 weeks and you go on the holidays. Gee, give me application form. That sounds good.
Yeah, they're getting sick of us here. So
thank you. That's right. Go and eat some Easter egg or something. Get out of our face.
Yeah.
Too deadly. So, look, is it too early to be asking, Darby Johnson? Is there vision to continue on, or we can't disclose it at the moment?
Yeah, no, of course. I'm leaning into this program to finish up and hopefully go down Cerberus and do all my initial training down there for the recruit school.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
Likewise, you, Johnson?
Yeah, like Doug said, just finish this program off.
Yep.
Head down to recruit school, hopefully graduate down there and have a long career in the Navy.
Yeah, too deadly. Well, congratulations, both of you. Liam, I think you've scored well here. I think they're going for your job, Liam, so watch your back there, brother.
100%, mate. It's an absolute privilege to have candidates and recruits like these two members, and they're definitely setting the example and the standards high, so it's great to see.
Yeah.
They're leaning into the program as much as they can, and also we're just leaning into them and encouraging them to keep continuing the way they're doing. They're carrying themselves really well.
Yeah, fantastic. Liam, is the recruitment program, is it open for females as well?
Yeah, 100%, mate. We have four females on this intake at the moment as well. So anybody, any sex who has interest in the development program and wants to have the opportunity, just walk into the local ADF Career Centre, let them know you've heard this radio broadcast, it sparks your interest, and the recruiters will do the rest and then do their best to get you on this program.
Gee, you sound like a real promotion marketing salesman, brother. You're deadly, Liam. Put the word out. Here it is, captive audience. Hey, good yarning with you both. Congratulations, Darby Johnson, leading from the front. Don't forget, you're representing your people. And look, there it is. And congratulations. Keep doing it. Enjoy the journey. And as you both confirmed, that you will continue with the Navy after the 22 weeks program. So there it is. Heard it first here on National Talk Black. To Deli Leon, thank you for your yarn and looking after these young ones and giving them a pathway, a vision for the future. And like I said, success breeds success. And all the best to you all, my brothers. Liam, thank you. And big shout out to Navy personnel.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Take care, boys. All the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the new recruitment there with the Navy Indigenous Program Employment. That's our recruitment, Darby Lurry, and also recruitment Johnson Kagi. And both have done 12 weeks, another 10 weeks ago in this program, military training. And then they decide whether or not they're going to continue on or step away. But they both decided to continue on. And only 12 weeks in the program, so that's fantastic. So another tick of the box there. Navy personnel, First Nation personnel. So fantastic with the Navy. Too deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong here. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, the Bally one. I'm the host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. National Talk Black.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
In the river land, born of her mother, into her mother's hands. She was free as the river was wild. She was so innocent, such a beautiful child. Thank you.
of institutions. What could they do with this child? Where was the neat solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets. And she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. Here we are celebrating Anzac Day, observe on April 25th, National Day of Remembrance for Australians and New Zealanders, commemorating the sacrifice and contribution of those who have served in all wars, conflicts and peacemaking operations. In particular, it marks the anniversary of the first major military action by Australian New Zealand soldiers in World War One, the landing at Gallipoli in 1915. We're going to catch up a yarn now with a former soldier, Francis Sonny Graham Onabumupia. Got him on the line. Francis, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Mara. Yeah, good, thank you. Good. Very good, thank you.
Lovely. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I'm just in the Unmi Open name goes up into the Seedon family. The Seedon family goes into the Doola family, or big family, Doola family.
Yes.
They are from Mur Island, Arab Island, but predominantly trace our patriarchal link back to Warwe village. On Mur Island, so Samset clan of the Samset people.
Beautiful, brother. And big shout out to your mob. Thank you very much. Now, brother, former soldier, no longer with ADF. Tell us your journey, please, brother.
To the military and beyond, or just the military?
Yeah, let's talk the military, brother, when you first joined on board. But you said you grew up off air, you grew up with soldiers around you, that it was inevitable.
I was adoptive family, I was surrounded by World War II veterans. There was a huge generation gap in my family, or my adoptive family. So, like, I'm in a large generation gap, unheard of. So the people that adopted me were all World War II veterans, people that had gone through the Great Depressions, and their parents all served in World War I. So
it was meant to be. It was meant to be, brother. It was meant to be.
You know, so I actually volunteered for service in Australia as soon as I turned 15 for the Army apprenticeship thing. I just wanted to join as quick as I could, but I didn't have the school marks. It's probably pretty silly of me to try to do an apprenticeship. So as soon as I was 17, I went to the local Army Reserve units. Most throughout Australia, back then we had reserve units in each little town.
Yep.
And so I went to my local reserve unit at the age of 16 and 9 months.
Mm.
And I used to go and watch the parades when they parade Tuesday night.
Yep.
And then I applied to join, and they said, oh, you're a couple of months short of your birthday. And it was something like 3 weeks.
Oh.
And the company sergeant major there by the name of Jim Jorgensen, rest in peace, he said to me really firmly, he said, go outside, have a birthday, and come back in. And this is a true story. And so I didn't understand what he meant, and the corporal said, go outside, have a birthday, and come back in.
Yep.
And this was back when the enlistment for local reserve units was done there in the town on paper, pen and paper.
Yep.
So I went outside, I walked back in really confused, and he said, now you're 17. And that's dead set. And they still talk about that when they catch up at the little reunion.
Yeah.
The day that I was ordered outside to have a birthday.
Sure, thank you.
I then applied for the regular army while I was in there, and they knocked me back straight away because of my education.
Yeah.
I then went back a second time. They knocked me back again for the second time. By this time, I was about 22 now, 21, 22.
Yep.
I then applied for service in South Africa as one of the foreigners working in the units up on the northwest frontier, Namibia way. And my father, I corresponded with him. I still have their letter.
Yeah.
And my dad just couldn't afford the fare over there. So I was trying everything. I thought about the French Foreign Legion, and that came up again later on. And anyway, I went back for the third time to 288 Watkins Place, Brisbane. And I was called into the major after the testing, and he said, I'm sorry, but your maths is too poor, your education is too poor. Now, the 80s were like that. And I bloody burst into tears like a little Mary.
Mm.
I walked outside. I was devastated, bro, devastated.
Yeah.
And a sailor saw me, and he said, hey, young man, you come here, come and sit down. He took me into his office, and he said, would you like a soft drink? And I said, no, I was crying like a little bloody, little lost lamb. It was terrible. Disgraceful.
Yeah.
And anyway, he comes back in. He gives me a soft drink, and he has a coffee, and he goes, have you ever thought about the Navy? 4 years later, I walked out of the Navy. That dirty bugger signed me up into the Navy, the sticky bugger.
Damn. Thank you to the soft drink.
True story.
Yeah,
I walked in there for a soft drink, and 4 years later, I left the Navy.
Yeah, fantastic. It was meant to be, brother.
In the Navy, I served on, I spent 3 years and 3 months at sea, and I never wanted to be in the Navy. I was served on destroyer escort.
Yep.
Then I went on to the interim minesweeping force, and then I finished up on landing craft heavies and discharged from there in 1993.
For 1993, brother. Yep.
Mm.
So I'm picking up, your passion was there, you'd group around it, a lot of knockbacks, but it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. You were focused, you were determined, and here you are, became a soldier. What's your advice to young brothers and sisters out there who are looking at joining the ADF?
I think you have to have, just have a firm foundation in your own personal belief systems on who you want to be. And it doesn't matter if you're young and you're not sure who that is.
Yeah.
But just believe in what you want to do. I always wanted to be a soldier.
Yep.
I always wanted to serve my country. I was raised that way. I think it allows me to complain or whinge about things now because I've done something for it.
Yeah.
I reserve that right. But if you're young and you're not sure, I'll tell you another thing. It gives you 4 years to figure out where you want to be in life.
Mm.
You know? It's been great for me.
Good.
Look, I only did 4 year hitches and then I got out. But it allows me to understand where I've been, which then gives me better guidance in knowing where I need to go in life and who I want to be.
Yep, exactly.
You know, like, I'm only 5 foot 5, brother. I'm one of the short ones.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, it's given me, like, I have really strong belief systems.
Yeah.
And you can't shake me.
No,
you can't shake me or break me, you know. And a lot of people say, why did you serve them? Because they took you away. You know, for those of us that were taken away from our families, from our bloodlines, I can't be bitter about that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I can't be bitter about that. If people like me don't bridge the gap, you know, in terms of Indigenous servicemen, I think I would probably be, and I'm not saying this to float my boat with you, Bulla, not at all.
Yep.
But I think I'm probably one of the only Indigenous service people to be decorated for distinguished service.
Yeah.
And, geez, that occurred in 2 years. In the Navy, I received a commendation on my first ship. In the Navy, I, out of a trial intake of 170-plus people, I picked up, you know, the best recruit. Now, that again, I'm not trying to float my own boat there.
Hey, you received awards, brother. Yep.
You know, for TIs or, you know, or blackfellas, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
You know, for my award in Timor, that was out of 1,700 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was, I went up there as an infantryman in the 2nd Battalion, Alpha Company 2 Platoon, Alpha Company 2 RAR.
Yeah.
And I was the only person, the first ever person, you know, when I went, they sent me to language school. They said, oh, you'll pick up languages quicker than anyone else. So they sent me to language school to learn Tetum for East Timor.
Yep.
And I went down there and they were going to send me back because I couldn't work in a classroom. And I pleaded with Janana Gusmal's brother who was there. I said, if you let me stay here, I know I'm no good in the classroom, but if you let me stay here, when we get into country, I will surpass all those guys in there, all of them.
Yes.
Trust me. Because I grew up in Papua New Guinea in the islands. I spoke multiple languages up there.
Okay, brother.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's in our blood. It's just in our social DNA to pick up on nuances. And people say, oh, that's because of the colour. It's not. It's we just pick up on it. We're not formatted thinkers. That's why we speak in pictures. That's my belief. I believe we speak in pictures. That's how we talk.
Well, your vision, you know, your vision, brother, and your determination has got you where you are. And no matter what brick walls or you know, like hurdles they give you, you just overcame it and you achieved your goals and dreams, brother.
Yeah, I think, a lot of people get down when the world deals them lousy cards. Now, you know, you could say that about my life, my youth, passed around everyone. I didn't end up in New Guinea because I wanted to be. I was sent there, you know, because, again, you can call it what you want. Stolen generation, forced adoption era. For those kids like us, you could call that lousy cards. But you can't let it drag you down, you know, because the world goes on.
Yep.
And then one day we all turn to dust. It doesn't matter who you are, black,
brother.
White or brindle.
Yes.
And the beautiful thing about the service when I was in, our colour was green. That's it.
Beautiful. Yes, exactly,
our
brother.
Our colour was green.
Exactly, one colour. Exactly. Brother, thank you very much for your yarn. Congratulations. We salute you. Take our hats off to you. Thank you for serving, protecting this big island, Australia. And good yarning with you. And as they say, brother, lest we forget.
Yeah, lest we forget.
You take care, my bala. All the best, Francis.
Yeah, take care. Yawo.
Yawo. Beautiful yarn there. Francis Sunny Graham. Uno mupi opia. And look, fantastic, served in 83 to 89, then came back in 89 to 93, in 2000 to 2004, tried very hard, got a lot of hurdles, a lot of doors slammed on his faces, but he was determined. He grew up around ADF, and he wanted to get in, and he got in, but he got in the Navy. He wanted to go to the Army, but there it was. Not what happened to you, how you respond to it. Your daily program here, National Talk Black, across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, here at BBM, Bama Brippin Media, 98.7 FM, and the Bally One. Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into five. a different triad. Whom the white man tried to conquer. When he first come here to the Bayad. You may call it divide and conquer. Hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Zabos. And we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother?
Talk Black.